500 people have been taking part in a protest at a centre for asylum seekers in Cork. They're calling for an end to the system of direct provision. The protesters have blocked traffic from entering and leaving the centre on the Kinsale Road close to the Cork airport. And earlier I spoke to a spokesman for the protesters, Lucky Kambule, and he told me what their concerns are and why they have decided to mount this protest.
We decided to wake up today and stage this protest whereby we are currently at the entrance of our centre where there is no access to the centre, and the reason being we are sick and tired of the system called direct provision. We want that system to be ended as soon as possible. People are kept like prisoners for 9-10 years sometimes, and there are children that are over 9 years that were born in the system. The system is making the residents or the asylum seekers to be inactive because they are not allowed to work, and this is one of our calls to be able to be given an opportunity to work and study. Because once what we believe that if given an opportunity, we can work and contribute to the growth of the economy of this country. We calling for the end deportation and revoke all current deportation orders. Also, the length of time we are responded to by the department in dealing with individual cases, it is totally unacceptable. It can go a year or 2 years or 3 years. There is no correspondence at all to tell you where are you with the case or whatever the case is. And after some years, then you are told that no, we are not acceptable. Then you must go to another stage. You wait for a couple of years before you are given an opportunity for a hearing.
So it's the system of direct provision. It's the length of time it's taking to process asylum applications. And
that's
it's
right.
The right to work. Those are the three reasons you're protesting. You started this protest this morning. How long will you continue? And what do you need to stop?
How long will it continue? We will continue until we are given a reasonable response to these demands that we are putting forth, and until such time we will continue with the protest.
And that was Lucky Kambule talking to me from that protest on the Kinsale Road in Cork.